Yes, it's the first episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric. I'm here with Rochelle, and we're doing a podcast.
Hi.
Yeah, speak into the microphone a little bit, maybe.
Well, it's catching everything they can
Okay,
hear.
okay. So, like I said, this is the first episode, we're gonna be getting right into things. Rather than spending a bit of time introducing ourselves and explaining what a podcast is and what an RSS feed is for 5 minutes, we're just going to get right into things. So, we're going to start things off with a story that a friend of mine, Shane, relayed to me a few weeks ago. It's an ongoing series of stories, which we call True Newfoundland Tales. This is one called Billy No.
So they do like I work out in the bush.
Yeah.
And
you
I
need
work
to give the whole
all right, I work in the oil industry, so I'm out for a month at a time, back in town for a week.
Lonely.
Lonely, essentially, is how it boils down to it. So anyway, one of the only recreational activities that a young man can partake in is yes, I'm a masturbator. And I don't mean fishing, so anyway.
That's bad.
Alright, so anyway. I've been putting in a particularly long stint this one time.
How long?
I think it was like close to 2 months.
Yeah.
So I get back to my room after a hard day's work, and I decide, yeah, I'm gonna throw in some porn.
That's always a good
I'm feeling a little uncomfortable all of a sudden talking about this story.
Come on, just think of the porn, man. You'll be okay.
Thinking of what?
Marie will never.
Well, I don't care about that. I told mother worse things than this. Anyway, I should tell it to Mark because he's never heard this.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So anyway,
tell it like you're telling Mark.
So anyway, I'm out, and it's like, you know what? Yeah, I gotta work one out. So I throw in some
Snip
porn.
Match.
I throw in some porn. I turn the volume right down. And I'm kind of in the room. And it's like fucking dormitory rooms, too. But even thinner walls. We're talking like, just ridiculous paper thin, right? So I'm trying my best, just to
keep it down.
Enjoy myself. Not so much keep it down, but yeah. Too But anyway, so I'm watching this porn and I'm doing my business. And then all of a sudden, something happens.
Oh, shit.
Something happens in the porn where
you
I start.
To say what it is. Wait, sorry, what? You do. You can't just say something.
Can I get
oh, okay,
a
okay.
Sing towel,
please? This is a waitress's intermission.
You guys all good down there?
Okay, continuing. Jesus, I thought she was gone. She's back here again? That was a bull facade.
She's still here.
It was a huge fucking
it
facade.
Was a facade.
All right, anyway. Back to the story. So we're working one out.
We are.
Yeah, me.
The royal we is working one
the
out.
The royal we. So anyway, something happens on the porno. So essentially what happens
no, no.
is, I'm telling you what happens on the screen. So I'm watching this thing and I'm doing my business and all of a sudden, this cat is doing this girl from behind, doggy style, and he lifts his leg up and he steps on her head. It's a crazy position whereby, that's essentially how it goes. And he starts stepping on her head, and it's intentional. And so I'm like doing my business, and I'm looking at this thing like, I start to laugh because it's just like totally ridiculous. But I instantly think, like, who would appreciate this the most? So this is essentially how it goes. I'm like, ha ha, Billy. And it happened. And it happened just as I was about to finish my business. So it happened more like, ha ha, Billy, no! So I couldn't. I couldn't stop at that point, and I was just like, yeah. So I came straight back to town, and first one I showed him the video was Billy. And then I just immediately went into the story. Billy, no!
I can't believe you yelled Billy's name in an orgasm.
Well, it was a mental yell.
Mental yell.
No, Billy, no.
That story still gives me a bad taste.
Billy, no!
I never heard that one.
You were there.
No, I wasn't.
Did you show up later?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'm assuming that you heard it because he's told me that story at least three times. No. I should have requested it that evening because I knew he was recording. And you haven't heard it?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's gross.
With the foot in the head?
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how that would work. Like, that guy must have really long legs if he's able to put it over top of her.
I guess it can work that way. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
It's pretty tricky.
Yeah. Anyways, the next segment we're going to be doing is some readings. Actually, Rochelle's going to be doing some readings from her diary, which we call Dear Chantel.
No, the Dear Chantel starts later on.
Okay, so what age is this that we're going to be hearing from?
This is when I got my diary. This is my first diary ever.
So how old are you at this point?
So it was my birthday party, and May 7th, 1989. So I think I'm like 10 years old.
Okay.
So the first ones I'm going to be reading they're kind of funny because there's some phrases that I say that are really silly. But I'm going to start by like reading the very first
entry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is grade 4/5 holidays. So no, yeah. So it'd been grade 4.
4/5 holiday.
Yeah, because I was in like a four and a half. Half the class is grade 4. Half the class is grade 5.
Why is the 4 circled?
Because I was in grade 4.
Okay.
Okay. So, very very first diary entry. My birthday party was so fun. We went to the Hilton Hotel. Next year I'm going to go bowling or to Fantasyland Park Place. That's pretty boring. Tests are not doing good, but they're still over the bad percent. And it's cute because I wrote percent, P-E-R-S-E-N-T.
Because you're like 9 at this time or 10?
10.
Yeah. 10.
We made Indian masks, and people always say mine's the best, so art is doing swell. Like, that's like a 60s phrase. Why would I say that?
Swell?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's, I'm growing! Exclamation mark.
I'm growing?
Yeah. Because I just wanted to be taller.
I'm growing. All right.
And I was obsessed with my weight, too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm still losing weight. 95 pounds. That's like nothing.
Yeah.
It's weird. Okay. I passed grade 4, which is so bad.
Passed it? You passed it,
dude. I passed grade 4. And I'm going into grade 5/6 split with Mr. Renema. That was my teacher. He was pretty cool. Some kids say the other grade 5 teacher is better. Mr. Vandermeulen. I really wanted to be in Mr. Renema's class, but with Natalie and Pauline, that was my two best friends. Pauline's going to another school called Medlark Christian School. I'm still will be seeing her a bit, but she won't be in my school or class. I'll miss her every school morning. Natalie's going to be in the other class. I went to...
This is the Natalie that we know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh. I was friends with her all throughout elementary school.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But I can't believe it. They actually, like, split us up into separate classes. That's so mean.
Motherfuckers.
Okay, and, so, okay, I met another friend named Michelle. This is, like, when I went to, the Bible camp.
Yeah.
And, so, okay, I met another friend named Michelle. Now, she was my type. I think Erica only liked me for my clothes. I kept on lending her my clothes. Michelle, on the other hand, was nice. She lended me her clothes. I lended her mine. She was also my age, 10 years old. On the last day of camp, we went to chapel and sang. It was a Christian Bible camp that I went to, so we had to go to chapel, like, every single morning and every single afternoon.
Twice a day?
Twice a day.
For how long, usually?
Well, like an hour.
Was it like the full... Well, obviously it wasn't like a... was it like a service type thing?
Yeah,
or? Twice a day?
Yeah.
Weren't they running out of stuff to talk about twice a day? Like for...
Oh, they would just come up with something.
Yeah, I guess you'd pull stuff out.
Yeah. And you just sing a lot.
Yeah.
On the last day of camp, we went to chapel and sang I Skipped a Little.
that's the name of the song? I Skipped a Little?
No. I don't know if it... I think... I'm thinking I skipped, like, chapel, but maybe I skipped, like, I danced, skipped? I don't know. It just says I skipped a little.
Okay.
And after that, we got snacks. I think I pigged out too much. Mama met Michelle's mother and her father and figured out that they were old college friends. I hope Michelle and I become college friends, too. It was a fun week at Ross Haven Bible Camp, and I hope I go there next year when I'm 11. Got to go to sleep. Good night.
So did you and Michelle ever become college friends?
No.
What happened to her?
She's friends with Natalie.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's a friend of mine on Facebook, but...
You don't really talk?
No, we just kind of... Nothing bad happened. We just kind of drifted apart.
Okay.
Yeah. Should I read more?
You tell me. You tell me when you're done, and then we can just go on to the next thing, or... How about you read one more, and then we'll go to the next part.
Okay. Should I just, like, read it in consecutive order, or should I just kind of skip
stuff? It's up to you.
Well, this is kind of funny. I don't understand.
Okay.
So, Pauline was a friend of mine, and I think it's about... it was like a summer Bible class thing that I went to.
Yeah.
And, okay, I'll just start reading it. Pauline came over and it was great fun. I went to Vacation Bible School. Okay, that's what it's called. We made crafts. We had a whole Bible lesson every day and sang songs, plus we had a little skit every day. There were groups, kindergarten, primary, middler, junior. I was in the middler group. And I met two really cute guys, but only one liked me. His name was Doug. And guess what?
What? Well, you ran into Doug?
And he was the teacher for Midler. I'm like, what the hell?
It says that,
like,
in there?
Yeah. I was like 11 years old and I had a crush on my vacation Bible school teacher.
So how old was he? He must have been like...
Oh, he must have been like 20 or something. I don't know. And, okay, I didn't want him to like me when Pauline left, but on the last day I didn't even say goodbye. I'll miss him and I hope I meet him again.
But that was the end of
that was the end, yeah.
That was the end of Doug. Well, we'll
so funny. Because I mean that's the last thing you think of.
What is this?
It's a braid. I don't know. It's made out of plastic stuff and you...
Well, what significance is it, and why is it taped into the book?
Well, because I wanted to give myself an example in the future of how crafty I was.
So,
as
a future self, you made this, right?
Yeah. I was addicted to making them. They're just I don't even know what they're called.
And
you can make bracelets out of them.
Is your future self impressed at child you did?
I have no idea how to make that now.
Well, good for you. All right. All right. Here is a video that's been floating around the internet for the last week or so. What it is it's a series of voicemails that was left on a on a lady's answering machine, voicemail answering machine, from a guy that she had met briefly, and he had given her a card. It's an actual voicemail, but in this video, it's reenacted by somebody who listened to it and actually lip-synced the whole thing and acted it out. It's actually kind of creepy when you actually listen to the.
That's weird.
But so I'll get right into it. Dimitri the Stud, part one. The following is an actual telephone message. Pardon?
He looks like a pimp.
Well, that's the guy who's acting it out, but the actual voicemail message is it's a completely different looking guy.
Oh, okay.
So somebody got the message, but then this guy's just acting it out how he imagines that this guy actually looks like and when he's actually recording the call.
Yeah, hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you when we met the other day. I just want to quickly give you my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day.
Would that work on you?
No, I just think he was a slut. Like, he would sleep around a lot then.
But he's very assertive and very...
No, he sounds creepy.
But I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely elegant.
Elegant.
I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you, and I was very taken by you. Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm very particular about what I like.
Oh, that's just so bad.
You're very elegant, and I'm Greek.
I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend doing that. I left you my number, 416-9184. This looks like a landline, and if it is, you may not get the message till Monday, but when you do, call me. And then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin.
Let the romance begin.
He's very cocky.
Well, he's very assertive, right? Like, he's a... well, once we've...
This is, like, for real? Like,
no, this is a for real call. Like, yeah. Once we've listened to both clips, I'll actually tell you more information about the person himself. So.
Okay. You look very taken aback by my approach. And I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so directly. Because I don't really date timid women. Because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very...
Very direct and very passionate.
Assertive man. And I want a woman who's very independent and strong. So anyway, we'll talk about that. But I just wanted to formally introduce myself. Now I have. I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to. Okay, Olga? Talk to you soon. Bye.
It gets better because he actually follows up his initial call with a second call, which, you know, as creepy as the first one is, the second one just fucking takes the cake.
Okay, but if you were a girl, what would you think about that?
Well, I'd be like, well, who the fuck is this guy?
Well, I mean, she gave him her number.
Yeah, but she, you know, I don't think that means...
That's a good example why you don't give your number to perfect strangers.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything, right? Like, you know, you could give somebody a number, but not really, you know, but change your mind later, like when you know, the next morning or whatever, when you go, oh, who the fuck was that guy? But, yeah, listen to this. It's part two.
Hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri calling again, the guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago. You said you were interested. Now, here's the way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive. But, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work. It is now 4:30 on Wednesday. Now, I'll assume that you've already left work because, you know, some people leave early, and I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested.
Woo!
It's like a business proposal.
No, that's like a fucking stalker, creepy asshole.
Well, as long as... No, it's not stalking because he's saying that he's going to be finished.
Well, he's
with
giving
it.
Her an ultimatum. It's like, okay, if I don't hear back from you by this time, then I'm not going to bother. But just like the way he's talking is like, you know, I find you very elegant. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. Your friends are blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, he's coming to all these like weird assumptions.
He's coming to all these weird assumptions, but he's assertive, but in a really kind of creepy way.
You can erase my number. I don't play games like that. I'm completely single. I'm
completely. It's either one or the other. Well, completely.
Very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch. I've only been single 4 months. I had a long distance relationship. You know, went a year.
Okay. This is someone, just to sort of reiterate this is someone who you probably met in a club or a bar or whatever. He gave a card after maybe a few minutes of conversation. Now he's on his second voicemail. He's now spilling his whole
life story.
It's like, I've been single 4 months after a long distance relationship, and this is the way it's going to be if you're going to get with me.
It's very tough to maintain it like that, and it didn't work out. There's nothing wrong with me. Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him. So I'm giving you that 3 o'clock deadline. If I don't hear from you, you lose my number. I'm erasing yours right now, so you won't be hearing back from me. So that's it. 3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it. Now, I understand if you've got other issues, like maybe you're not playing games, maybe you've had, I don't know, maybe you were abused in childhood, maybe you're...
What? That is so bad.
Maybe you're abused, maybe dad, you beat you too much or not enough. Maybe that's the reason you're not returning my call.
Mother has cancer, you're going to chemo. Maybe you're just a person who's extremely frightened or has an anxiety disorder. Maybe you're on some medication for that. I don't know. There could be another issue that I'm not aware of. But nobody says, call me, hands a person a business card, and then doesn't return calls. It's extremely passive-aggressive. You should actually look that up, passive-aggressive personality disorder.
Holy... He's talking down to this person, like...
Yeah, but that's probably because, you know, he says he has, like, 6 women after him, and this one woman is not returning
6 or 7 approach him on a daily basis. You know, he's calling you as a privilege to you, because he can pick and choose, because he's fucking Dimitri the stud, and, you know...
That's so gross.
Yeah, it gets better.
And you let me know if you've got issues, psychological issues, if you're on any sort of medication for anxiety.
Because you'd be crazy to fucking pass up this catch.
Your depression, I'm not interested. Okay? But if you're psychologically normal and you haven't called me because there's been some horrible thing that's happened in your life which prevented you, that's fine. But otherwise... Don't call me. Okay? Bye.
So it turns out that this guy is actually Canadian. He lives in Toronto and has a site called TorontoRealMen.com. What that is it's a society.
Site?
No. It's a society of sorts, And what it is, it's where he hosts and he tries to teach men how to seduce women. The guy that left the message, Dimitri, which is actually an alias. He hosts a weekly or monthly sort of seminar or whatever in Toronto, trying to get men to teach them how to learn how to get with women, because he's so fucking good at it, as you just saw. And even more interesting is that about 10 years ago, he was a doctor, but he lost his license due to sexual harassment and this and that. I'll link to the story on the website once I put this up. But he is seriously a creepy man. And
that is so bad.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't want to be getting that message on my voicemail. Some news.
You won't, because you're not a girl. Girls don't do that.
What would the girl version of that be, though? That'd be creepy.
I guess a girl could do that. A girl could be, yeah.
Well, there's really assertive girls, but that's... But what he's doing is just bordering on just really kind of weird and... Yeah. I don't know. There's girls that just kind of like will grab a guy and just do their thing with him. But then there's this sort of the stalkery weird girls who just won't let you go.
Have you ever had that?
I'm not saying anything. Do news stories.
What? You've had that? Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess that's like personal stuff. Have you ever had it where like you gave a girl your number and they called you and it was just really weird?
No, not like that. But I've had girlfriends who have definitely been more assertive than me, which is, you know, when we look at the way I was in like my early 20s, which isn't really too difficult a thing. So, anyways, to the news: cook accused of stealing lobster tails in his pants. New York. Maybe he was trying to beat the heat. A Brooklyn restaurant cook is accused of stealing frozen lobster tails by stuffing them down in his pants. Or at least they weren't live.
Yeah, at least they're frozen.
Yeah.
And they usually have those bands around their claws.
But there's just the tails, so it's not a big deal. So it's just... But how big a pants would you have to... How many would he be stealing, and how big a pants would he have to wear?
Yeah, that'd be pretty obvious.
Yeah, because lobsters are... It's not like they're shrimp or any sort of small sea creature. They're... Lobster tails, I'm guessing. Okay, if I'm, what, like 6 inches-ish? So first of all, in his pockets, or like...
How many did he take?
It doesn't really say a number, but first of all, you can only like maybe fit like a...
What if he just stuck them in the front and disguised it as something else?
There's something else.
If it's 6 inches.
Is that a lobster tail? Are you just happy to see me? All right. No, but like seriously though, like okay, assuming he stuffed them in the frontal area.
Yeah.
Stuffed them in his front pockets. Stuffed them in his back pockets. Okay, how many is that? Two in the front left pocket.
And then wear like a big long baggy jacket over top or something. You wouldn't see it.
So that's... I'm counting...
Or he could probably just wear, like, bigger pants and then stuff them, like, around, like, where the pants were bigger. You know, like, just around his waist.
Like on the elastic waistband?
Yeah, yeah. And then just wear, like, a baggy jacket over top.
Well, maybe they caught him, like, when one fell down.
That's how I've stolen stuff from Valley Village.
You've stolen lobster tails?
No, clothing.
Okay. The Brooklyn District Attorney's Office said Tuesday that Ray...
Just because I was peer pressured into it.
Yeah, okay. The Brooklyn District Attorney's Office said Tuesday that Raimundo Flores had been arraigned on misdemeanor charges of petite larceny and criminal possession.
Why is it French? Just because it's cuisine?
No, petite because they're small little lobster tails. Petite larceny and criminal possession of stolen property. Co-workers called 911 on Sunday to report a... Oh, God. Who writes this shit? To report a crustacean caper at the walk-in freezer at Junior's restaurant. Thank you, Associated Press. Police said they found the lobster tails that Flores allegedly had hidden in his pants. Oh, and in bandages on his legs, so... Flores, a Manhattan resident...
That's a good idea.
Yeah, the bandages on the legs. Yeah. Yeah, because you can see, like, more than, like, 10.
Yeah. Just wear, like, MC Hammer pants.
Flores, a Manhattan resident, had been freed without bail. He's due back in court July 3rd. The name of his attorney could not be determined. Yes.
We should do it like David Letterman, where we just throw it behind our head.
Yeah, but
even though no one can see it, this is fun.
I could throw it at the cat and see what it does.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Next story. Man auctions off his life. Sale price disappoints. A man who put up his life for auction on eBay found it wasn't quite worth as much as he thought when he settled for around 100,000 Australian dollars, less than his target price.
So what happens when you sell your life?
I'll explain. Ian Usher, 44. What do you...
I'm just opening the window. It's hot.
I know it's hot, but we're in the middle of the show.
I'm sweating.
I know. I'm sweating balls too, but come on. Okay. Get back to the microphone.
It's better.
Okay. Ian Usher, 44, held a 7-day auction of all his belongings, including his 3-bedroom home at the West Australian city of Perth, and a trial for his job at a rug store after the breakup of his 5-year marriage. So, guess what he did is he broke up, and he had his marriage ended, and he just wanted the cleanest break one can ever have. That means all of his possessions, his job, everything, just... Like, it basically is his entire life. All his possessions, his house, his job, his friends. He's making... And he's selling it on eBay for...
You can't sell your friends.
No, but what he can do, what he did do is... if someone did win the auction, he would introduce the winner to his friends.
Oh, okay.
And try and get the person a job at his, I guess, his current job, so...
That's such a good idea.
Yeah, if you want to... If you want, like, a complete break. Like, just, some, like, looking around, like, everything gone.
Yeah.
Not even, like, the clothes on your back. Just everything you own.
Oh, you can't take your clothes.
No, everything. Like, your entire life.
See, I'd want to take my clothes.
See, that doesn't count. This guy's selling everything.
Does it say that in there, that he sold his clothes?
Well, it says all his belongings. I'm assuming clothes are within that. I know it's a bit different because, you know... You're a little bit more attached to your clothes than...
No, I know, but, like, how are you going to know if the other person's going to fit into your clothes or if they're going to like him? Like, what if they move in, buy everything, and then throw your clothing out?
Well, okay, on the auction site, there's a picture of him, so I'm sure whoever any potential buyer is can kind of size him up and go, okay, I would kind of fit his clothes, so that would work for me.
What if they didn't like his clothes?
Well, then they just went auction. They wouldn't buy it. There you go. That's nobody's forcing you to buy anything. Like, you know.
So do you get his wife too then?
No, because that's the reason he's doing this is because he had broken, like, his marriage ended, and he just wanted his marriage ended, and he wanted a completely clean break from everything, right?
Yeah.
So his wife's completely out of the picture. Bids had reached as far as Australian $2.2 million, only for Usher to discover there had been a glitch on eBay's system which allowed the participation of non-registered bidders who had put in bogus offers. In the end, the winning bidder agreed to pay $399,300 Australian dollars for all of Usher's worldly goods, which also include his friends, a motorcycle, and a jet ski. According to the eBay website, the mystery buyer, whose username is MSLMMC, is in Australia and has a 100% feedback score. Usher, who gave regular updates on the auction...
What does that mean?
Like, 100% feedback score?
Yeah.
Well, when you're on eBay, right? Like, for example, if I'm selling stuff on eBay, and as long as, if I ship stuff out quickly and it arrives in good shape, people we'll put feedback on a site saying, you know, good job, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, okay.
But so if you ship, but if you know, if you ship something late, like, you know, takes too long or stuff arrives broken, then people can put on your thing negative feedback, right? So this person had 100% positive feedback, so he's pretty pretty reputable. Usher, who gave regular updates on the auction on his website, www.alifeforsale.com, now plans to travel in search of new life. He's not the first person to put his life on the block. American John Fryer started All My Life for Sale, www.allmylifeforsale.com, in 2001 and sold everything he owned on eBay, later visiting the people who bought his things. Adam Bertel, a 20-year-old university student, offered his soul for sale on eBay in 2001.
That's just like Dante's Inferno.
What?
That's the story, Dante's Inferno, where they
somebody sells their soul on eBay?
But the devil buys it.
On eBay?
Well, no. eBay didn't exist then.
So how's it like Dante's Inferno if there's no eBay then?
Well, it's different. It's a paper contract. So it's like old school before computers.
So you think the devil has an account on eBay and he's purchasing souls at
I don't think it would $400? Be possible though, because he has to get you to sign it in blood. You can't sign it in blood on the computer.
Yeah, PayPal's as good as blood though, right?
No, it's not.
Really? Okay.
Don't you know anything?
No. Adam Bernal, 20-year-old U.S. student, university student, offered his soul on sale for eBay on eBay in 2001, with bidding hitting $400 before eBay called it off, saying there had to be something tangible to sell.
Which means he doesn't have a soul.
No, it means it has to be like an object, like something.
Yeah,
like,
they can see, touch, or feel. Yeah.
Bertel later admitted he was a bored geek.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want someone
bored geek who likes vampires and Dante's Inferno way too much.
Oh, I like my stuff, and I don't think I could really ever part with it, though.
Well, there's some stuff that you just can't buy again, like all of your CDs.
Yeah, the ones that were burnt in the fire.
They're still there. The cases were
burnt. The cases aren't there. I have hard to get. Hard to get.
Don't make me feel guilty. It wasn't my fault.
You didn't start the fire.
No, I didn't.
This one.
I think I want to have a party that's called We Didn't Start the Fire and then play that Billy Joel song over and over and over again.
We didn't start the fire.
It was a fucking dry and overheating when it's time
having a nap at home. Yeah.
I made a roller skating dance to that song one time.
Dumba, 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 roller skating it is fun.
No, I like fire. It is like, good. And like stuff. Dance to it on roller skates.
Well, I used to dance to
rock. No, but like made up a dance.
Oh, like you had your own like choreograph.
Yeah.
Well, what did you do? Like at what parts? Because like,
well, there's the only part I remember that was really good and I thought it was awesome, but my parents just laughed. Is I took off my jacket and like flung it around my head and then flew it out to them.
Well, at which part? Like at the chorus. We didn't start the.
Oh, I can't remember.
Or the flinging my jacket. It is fun. No?
Yeah, maybe that sounds like a better part.
Okay, I used to skate around when I was a kid. I used to
like old school roller skates, right? Like
no, I mean like the four wheel, like clunky. Yeah. Like back in the '80s, I used to rock the rink to Rock Me Amadeus, fucking eat Mojos, and then play Karate Champ. It was fucking gold. You know what Mojos are,
like
right?
Karate Champ. That's like that Nintendo game, right?
No, it's like one of those stand up games. You just kind of playing you. You fight another guy, and there's another guy, and then
it's a video game.
It's a video game.
Yeah, okay.
And then I just eat Mojos, and it's all good.
The Mojos used to be like 1 cent.
It used to be
candy.
Like I used to buy them like for 5 or 2 cents. I can't remember how much they were.
I know they were so cheap.
They're so good.
They are so good.
Can you still get them?
I don't know.
They're awesome.
And I also really like those. I think they were called tear jerkers. Those big, huge gumballs that were like super, super, super sour.
I've never had them.
We used to get like bags of those and then take them on the school bus.
Yeah.
And then fill our mouths full of as many of these like super, super sour things. and your mouth would become numb, like you couldn't feel anything.
Was this like a contest or what? Like how many? How many, and then for how long?
Yeah, but it was mostly the guys that did it
to impress the girls.
Yeah.
Look at me! I can hold like 20 of these in my mouth for like 50 minutes.
Yeah, but they weren't very, like, they were fun at first, but it's just gum, like the flavor loses right away.
Yeah, but then they were really.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's also really funny?
What?
On the school bus, people used to play this game. I think it was just called Stop and Go. And so the girls would sit on this seat, and then there was only one guy that was like somewhat hot on the school bus. So he was the only guy that played it. And he would start at your feet, and then, you know, you'd have to tell him to stop when you wanted him to stop, or else he'd just keep on feeling you up. And then, and so you'd be like, stop, oh, okay, 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 go. And then he'd go farther up your legs, and then.
So the winner was the one who let him go the furthest?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Isn't that bad?
How old were you?
I was in like grade 4 or 3 or something, like really young.
And you went to a Christian school.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, gross.
I know. But you know what? That's why, that's like, if you want, when you're on the school bus for like an hour and a half, that's the shit you do. Like, it's boring.
There's an hour and a half one way and yeah, then an hour like and a half back.
Yeah.
And I guess there's only so many Christian schools. yeah, well, I guess, no, like.
No, there is. There's only 2 in Edmonton.
Yeah, so if you want to go there, you have to, like, go halfway across the city or more than that.
Yeah.
Watermelon yields Viagra-like effects, scientists say.
Oh. What?
Watermelon yields Viagra-like effects, scientists say.
Maybe that's why I like watermelon.
Maybe that is. A slice of cool, fresh watermelon is the juicy way to top off.
Maybe that's why I feed you watermelon. Here's your lunch, a whole bunch of watermelon.
I can't eat half. Yes, you can, jerk. a slice of cool, fresh watermelon is a juicy way to top off the 4th of July. 4th of July cookout, and one that researchers said has effects similar to Viagra, but don't necessarily expect it to keep the fireworks all night long. Watermelons contain an ingredient called citrulline that can trigger production of a compound that helps relax the body relax the body's blood vessels, similar to what happens when a man takes Viagra, said scientists in Texas, one of the top producers of the seedless variety in the U.S. Found in the flesh and rind of watermelons, citrulline reacts with the body's enzymes when consumed in large quantities, like half of the watermelon, like you often feed me, and is changed into arginine, an amino acid that benefits the heart and the circulatory and immune systems. Arginine boosts nitric oxide, which relaxes blood vessels, the same basic effect that Viagra has to treat erectile dysfunction, and maybe we even prevent it, said Bimu Patil, a researcher and director of Texas A&M's Fruit and Vegetable Improvement Center. So, well, okay, I didn't realize there was such an organization. So this guy, he works for, I guess, he's some sort of lab geek, and he works for a lab that makes fruits and vegetables better. And then I guess he accidentally discovered, maybe by ingesting too much himself, that watermelon has a similar effect to popping out Viagra.
I don't believe it.
Oh. There's only one way to find out. Safeway's still open.
Yeah, but that means you have to eat like a whole watermelon.
But watermelon's good.
I know. It's
good. I don't have to pee like 5 times in the middle of the night, but still, come on.
And that's
on.
Also not really nice to, I don't know, that's kind of gross because like little kids eat watermelon. You don't want to have like little boys with...
With baby carrots?
Yeah. It's like all these moms that are giving their little kids watermelon.
I'm assuming that there has to be like a large amount ingested. Like, you know.
Like kids... And I thought watermelon was mostly just water anyway.
It is mostly water. So I don't know what this is about. Todd Werner, who studies watermelon breeding at North Carolina State University, said anyone taking Viagra shouldn't expect the same result from watermelon. It sounds like it would be an effect that would be interesting, but not a substitute for any medical treatment, Werner said. The nitric oxide can also help with angina, high blood pressure, and other cardiovascular problems, according to the study, which was paid for by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. more citrulline, about 60%, is found in the watermelon rind in the flesh. Okay, so I never eat the rind.
How about, like, the moral of this is that just eat your fruits and vegetables and don't take drugs?
Well, I guess we can say that.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing so much research saying that, you know, broccoli is good for blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, just eat your fruits and vegetables.
Just eat your fruits and vegetables, it's dummy.
Like, I learned that in grade 3.
Stop pumping pills like a dummy.
Yeah.
You know, lay off the Viagra. Have a slice of watermelon. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Citrulline is found in all colors of watermelon. I thought there was only one, green and red on the inside. And is highest in the yellow-fleshed type, said Penelope.
This is too scientific. I don't like this.
Okay, well, how about you read the parts you like? Or find out the interesting
part. The problem you have when you eat a lot of watermelon is you tend to run to the bathroom more.
Well, that's because it's mostly watermelon. Where does it say that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the only good part.
So, moral of the story, eat lots of watermelon, don't take pills, have broccoli, it's good. All right, we're good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're at the end of the show. So, it's been about 45 minutes, and yeah. So, next show is coming up on Saturday, and when we're having people over to have a, hopefully...
party!
A semi-successful party... with the
you can't say that. It's going to be the most awesome party
ever.
Yeah,
it's going to be totally awesome at our place, and lots of people are going to come over, and we're going to play Mario Kart, and I'm hoping
with the steering wheels from Nintendo.
Yeah, because we've got the two steering wheels, and those are totally,
you know what I was telling people, that it's going to be a drinking and driving party.
Yes,
because it's cool.
Yeah, because it's kind of drinking and driving you can do without really harming anybody, unless you actually fling the Nintendo Wii wheel at somebody's head, in which case, well, there you go.
It's plastic, it won't hurt them.
Exactly. They'll get over it, dummies. Yeah. So, you have been listening to the first episode of Tip Tap Tip.
Woo!
It was actually not that bad. You can visit the website tiptaptip.com. You can also, if you'd like to donate to buy us better equipment, tiptaptip.com/donate. In the future, we hope to have a live show and to be able to take calls. We'll keep you posted.
That would be so cool.
We are going to be doing that.
Awesome.
Live show, taking calls, being awesome. The next episode, hopefully, will be on Saturday, in which we declare war on Squid Pod.
Do-do-do-do.
Squid Pod must die. Fuck them. Their video podcasts, their scripted bullshit, and goodbye.
Tip Tap Tip is so much more fun to say.
Squid Pod? What's a Squid Pod? It's a video podcast for assholes. TipTapTip.com. Bye.
Bye.
Ha 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 ha!